This is an iHeart podcast.
This is the Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. Let's have some fun. On a Thursday, oh my goodness, what a world we are living in today. Of course, yes, it's an Ask Dr. Jesse Thursday, but we're about to talk about the 18th century law Trump is about to invoke when it comes to illegals. Yes, that's going to go into the mass deportations questions you have. Trump also is moving the ball forward on the Russia-Ukrainian disaster. Putin spoke about that. I'll play that here in a couple minutes as well. The government shutdown. Looks like Democrats are arguing about whether or not they're going to move forward with this tomorrow. All that and so much more. Oh, and did I mention the Biden administration, their illegal immigration actions are somehow worse than we knew before? All that and so much more coming up on 3 hours of the world famous Jesse Kelly Show. I want to first begin with this. Before we get to the emails about mass deportations and the stock market and everything else, I want to begin with this. A reminder. A reminder that you don't need, but your normie friends do. Your normie friends need this reminder whenever an opportunity arises. Voting for Democrats in the year 2025. I'm not talking about what you used to do or what your dad did. In this modern age, voting for Democrats is an act of evil. I'm going to play something for you. I want you just to marinate on how tremendously evil this is. The Biden administration, when it came to arrest numbers, they lied.
Senior leaders, though, also accusing the Biden administration of misleading the public regarding their ICE arrest numbers and, quote, cooking the books. Check out what ICE Director Todd Lyons had to say about this. He said, quote, ICE found tens of thousands of cases that were recorded as arrests when, in fact, the illegal aliens were simply processed and then released into American communities. I've been trying to reach out.
Not only did Democrats take over in 2020, Democrats purposely sought out as many foreigners as they could find and brought them into your country as fast as they could possibly bring them in. It wasn't just that they opened up the border. They opened up the border and brought in as many people as they possibly could. That alone would be bad enough. But wait, there's more. As part of the sea of millions of people who were brought into this country on purpose by Democrats, rapists, drug dealers, and murderers were a percentage of them. Pick your percentage. It doesn't really matter. Democrats knew this. And Democrats began to encounter these people, and they knew they should be detaining these people so they can't rape your mother. They knew that. They knew they should be detaining these people so they can't murder your son. They knew that. Instead of actually arresting these people, though, they acted as if they arrested these people and then turned, took the cuffs off of them, and sent that rapist into your daughter's home. That is so inhumanly evil, it should come with capital punishment. It should. The people, bureaucrat or elected representative, the people responsible for bringing in rapists and murderers on purpose and sending them into your town on purpose should be arrested. They should receive fair trials. And if convicted, they should all go to the electric chair. Maybe we can do it one gigantic day and make it a televised event. That's how evil Democrats are in this year, in this age. It's so gross. It's beyond belief. It's beyond belief that one political party can be that evil. And you know, I say that as no big fan of Republicans at all. How could you do that to somebody? And ever in your twisted demonic mind, how could you ever consider yourself to be the good guy? What is wrong with you to do that to people? I just thought that would be helpful to remind everybody. Democrats did that on purpose. And if you ever, if we, I should say, as a country, if we ever make the mistake of electing another Democrat, we deserve everything that comes with it. Everything. If America is so stupid, dumbed down, or maybe evil that we ever go to the polls and elect Democrats again, we deserve all the pain that comes with it. Truly, truly, we do. Now, let's set that aside. Just thought it would be a nice little reminder. Something great happened today. Really, really great. I'll get back to the immigration stuff. He asked Dr. Jesse questions in a moment. Putin came out today. You know, Ukraine agreed to a ceasefire. And Trump, now that Ukraine agreed to a ceasefire, Trump has begun leaning on Russia. Leaning on Russia as in telling Europe, hey, no more buying Russian oil. Cut them off. Remember, Russia has not gotten poor. Wars are traditionally very, very expensive for any country that fights them. It costs a lot to fight a war. Russia's economy is churning along just fine because everyone keeps buying all their energy. Trump finally stepped in and said, no. Ukraine has agreed to this ceasefire. It's time for Russia to agree as well. Putin came out today. Said this.
Который намечен на сентябрь текущего года. Такое творческое состязание талантливых исполнителей было очень популярно в 70-е, 80-е годы, и мы решили возродить эту добрую традицию его проведения.
Isn't that great news? I am excited. Now, I realize some people didn't go to my community college, so you need a translator. Anyway, here it was.
We agree.
With the propositions to stop hostilities, but we proceed from the fact that such ceasefire should be such that would lead to a permanent peace and remove the initial, original causes of the crisis.
Okay. So that was Putin essentially saying, yeah, we agree to a ceasefire as long as we're all clear here. The original cause of the crisis is going to be eliminated. Now, there are a lot of people who say a lot of different things about the original cause of the crisis. It appears one of the major axes Putin has always had to grind is that Ukraine wanted to join NATO. That is probably going to have to be in writing, off the table, never ever, to get Russia to agree. But it doesn't matter. Russia, Ukraine, America, it doesn't matter. Looks like Trump is pressing the right buttons, twisting the right arms to get this thing to an end. He talked about it earlier.
This thing would have gone on for a long time.
Breaking a deadlock. It was crucial.
Yeah, we broke a deadlock. Yeah. We did break a deadlock. I hope it's meaningful.
Yeah. That's a good thing. Something for all of us to celebrate. All right. Now let's dig into this. Jesse, we all believe the deportation isn't happening fast enough and the amount of people isn't where we want it to be. You say a big problem is the amount of agents we have just isn't enough. How about deputizing some of our ex-military studs? Is that even a viable option? What say you? Okay. Says his name is Victor. He goes on to insult my hands, but I'm not even going to read that. I'm censoring you, Victor. Is it an option? I don't know. I've heard this before. Hey, why don't we just grab the veterans? And we do. We have a lot of very patriotic young men who want to still serve their country in some way. And I understand the inclination. Hey, let's go snatch them up, throw a badge on them, and get them out there for the mass deportations. It's more complicated than that. I'll put it that way. It's more complicated than that for a variety of reasons. How many veterans out there want to give up what they're currently doing to go round up illegals? If they wanted to do that, wouldn't they already be doing that? Wouldn't they have already applied to Border Patrol, ICE, or something like that? You see, that's one thing. What are you going to do, draft them? Right? You have to have a bunch of guys who want to do it. A part of that is also going to be how many veterans, remember these veterans are GWAT veterans, Global War on Terror, GWOT, GWAT veterans. How many Global War on Terror veterans are done with the whole working for the federal government thing because of, well, because they're a little jaded? I'm not going to speak for all of them. I'm certainly not qualified to do so. I can only speak for me, maybe tell you what my friends say. But most of my GWAT friends don't ever want to go back. They have an axe to grind. It's not a terrible, terrible idea. I'm not insulting the idea. I just don't think there are thousands and thousands of these guys lined up and ready to go. Maybe if they put out the call, you'd have people sign up. I don't know. But I do want to talk about what Trump, his next move. He did it today. He's about to invoke an 18th century law. I want to talk about that in a moment. Before we talk about that, I want to talk to you about poor Fred. Because right now, you would think Fred would be in absolute heaven, because my mother-in-law and my mother are both in town. And of course, they're all obsessed with Fred like everybody else is. So you would think that he would be extra calm. But nope, having that much love around him somehow makes his anxiety get even worse, which means the old Fred would be having an issue after every meal. Every meal he used to do this, his anxiety would spike and he would have an issue, and out come the paper towels. He doesn't have that issue anymore. The anxiety's still there, but the digestive issues have stopped because of Rough Greens, because we sprinkle Rough Greens on Fred's food. All natural nutritional supplement with vitamins and minerals and digestive enzymes and everything your dog needs to be healthy and live longer. You want a free jumpstart trial bag? 833-33-MY-DOG or go to roughgreens.com/Jesse. We'll be back.
I've got an animal inside of me.
This is Jesse Kelly.
You're listening to The Jesse Kelly Show.
It is The Jesse Kelly Show on a Thursday. Don't forget, you can email the show, jesse@jessekellyshow.com. So, mass deportation. We're 50 days into the Trump presidency. We're looking at a roughly 32,000 deportations so far. Don't worry about doing the math. I did it for you. That's roughly a million. It's not exactly that, but that's roughly a million in 4 years. Obviously, it's not enough. The Trump administration knows it's not enough. Donald Trump, he knows you expect him to deliver on mass deportation. So his next move is he's going to invoke the Alien Enemies Act. You've never heard of this act because they passed it before you were born. Now, we've got some pretty old people who listen to the show. How can I be so sure of that? Because no one here was alive in 1798. That I'm reasonably sure of. In 1798, they passed the Alien Enemies Act. I'm not going to bore you with all the nerdy details of that act. But what it is going to do is it's going to link criminal gangs that have links to foreign, you know, cartels, for lack of a better way to put it. Remember how many times Brandon Darby has come on here and talked about this? This is stuff that you probably already knew, or at least you've read about or heard. But remember, American street gangs, and there are famous ones everyone knows. We'll just call it MS-13 or the 18th Street. There's a bunch of huge, huge street gangs in the United States of America. So they would generally control an area of a town. We'll call it Los Angeles for lack of anything else, because LA has all kinds of these people. A street gang in Los Angeles, we'll call it MS-13. They control a geographic section. Maybe it's a block, maybe it's five city blocks. They control all of the crime in that geographic area. You want to sell drugs in that area, you're going to work for them, or at least give them a cut of it. And this goes to all kinds of crimes, robberies, prostitution, just every kind of ugly thing. They're going to control it in that general area. But oftentimes, really most of the time, these street groups, they do not have the true decision making. They don't have the finances. Lots of the time, they don't have the brain power to really control things on a larger level. If you're some street animal controlling five city blocks in Los Angeles,
How exactly are you planning on getting a ton of heroin in? You don't have that. You don't know that. They work with drug cartels to sell their product. So this particular gang will work with this particular cartel, and they will work out a system where the cartel will find a way to get the drugs, we'll just make it about drugs, to get the drugs across the border and get it in the hands of that gang, who will then sell their drugs for that section. Okay, you with me? Now, lots of these gangs, lots and lots of these gangs, are made up of illegals, not American citizens. What the Trump administration has been doing, they've been snatching up more of the fresh illegals brought in by Joe Biden, because Biden, like I said, Democrats are evil, and they brought in as many of these people as possible recently. But there are still all kinds of gang members and criminals attached to these gangs, parts of these gangs. The Trump administration wants to go round them up. And there are people attached to the gang members who maybe they aren't even part of the gang necessarily, but they do something poor. For instance, let's say, again, I'll make it MS-13, because that's the one everyone's heard of. You're in MS-13. You're currently moving heroin in your five-block section in Los Angeles. You are working with the Sinaloa drug cartel, who are they're getting you your heroin to sell it. But you're not a full-time gangster necessarily. Lots of times these guys will have side gigs, real jobs. That happens a lot. You also happen to work down at the local muffler shop in your community. The muffler shop that hires mostly illegals. In fact, the muffler shop owner, he just got out of prison, and he's part of your criminal gang as well. What invoking acts like this do is they give the Trump administration justification to swoop in there and grab all of them. Nope, you're all part of it. You're all part of this gang. You're all part of the foreigners, or part of the foreign criminal group, and you're all getting out of my country immediately. It's a way, the easiest way I can describe it is, it's a way to make the net larger. They're trying to make the net larger so they can scoop up more people, because 32,000 in 50 days doesn't add up to 20 million. That would be the Biden number. And we're not even taking into account all the millions and millions and millions that came in before Biden got there. Mass deportation is not happening yet. It is not. We need it to, but it is not. But as we discussed before the election, there's obstruction everywhere.
You know, you got Governor Hochul stood on national TV after NYPD officers were assaulted, saying she thinks criminal aliens should be deported. She said the same thing after a young woman was burned alive on a subway by an illegal alien. So she says, yeah, criminal aliens should be deported. However, when Mayor Adams meets with me and wants to help us arrest criminal aliens, get us back in Rikers Island, she goes down there and tries to fire them. She's got the green light law where ICE officers and CBP officers can't get DMV data. When they pull a car over here, they don't even know who the...
As I told you would happen, the communist-run areas in this country, like New York, they're going to protect so many, it's going to make even that difficult. Anyway, that's what happened today. It's a wider net. All right, let's talk about the stock market. Someone's upset about it and other things. Let's talk about Hillsdale College, too. What are you going to do this weekend with your fam or yourself? What? YouTube videos? Watch something on TV? I'm not insulting you. I do both those things. What if you could do something interesting that was beneficial as well? What if Monday rolled around and you, your kids, whoever, what if you're all wiser than you were now? Hillsdale College is offering us wisdom at no cost. You know all those wonderful stories in the book of Genesis? What about the flooding of the earth? Would you like to understand more about the stories in the book of Genesis, the fall of the Roman Empire, the United States Constitution? Hillsdale's offering more than 40 online courses for free. I'm not trying to charge you money. There's no cost. When you go to hillsdale.edu/Jesse to enroll, there's no cost. It's easy. Do it on your phone, man. Hillsdale.edu/Jesse. We'll be back. What, Chris? We can make jokes. It's fine.
You got that right. The Jesse Kelly Show.
Hey there. I'm Mary Catherine Hamm.
And I'm Carol Markowitz. We've been in political media for a long time.
Long enough to know that it's gotten, well, a little insane.
That's why we started Normally, a podcast for people who are over the hysteria and just want clarity.
We talk about the issues that actually matter to the country without panic, without yelling, and with a healthy dose of humor.
We don't take ourselves too seriously, but we do take the truth seriously.
So if you're into common sense, sanity, and some occasional sass,
you're our kind of people.
Catch new episodes of Normally every Tuesday and Thursday
on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a wonderful, wonderful Thursday. Cannot get the smile off of my face, and we'll get to the stock market here in just a moment. I just want to address the judge situation, because once again, activist judges are stepping in. They're stopping this. They're stopping that. They've stopped too many things to even list at this point in time. Most of these judges were ones that Biden or the communists around Biden put into place while he was drooling on himself. Activist communists who essentially are there to stop any movement from us. I understand the Trump administration is probably getting their ducks in a row to try to put a stop to this kind of stuff. But here's the truth. They're going to have to pick a date. And that date, whatever that date is, next week, next month, I don't know. They're going to have to pick a date. And after that date, they're going to have to begin ignoring judges and ignoring the courts and moving forward. As in, the judge says, hey, you're not allowed to detain this illegal. Okay, show up with your guns and try to get him out of our custody. Hey, you're not allowed to deport this communist with a visa. Oh, really? We just dropped him off back in the hellhole he came from. Feel free to go get him. We'll arrest you too. Now, that probably makes you cheer. It probably shouldn't, because obviously it opens up a whole different can of worms. But the Trump administration cannot and should not allow communist activists in the courts to stop 4 years of action. They can't let it happen. You deserve better. It's not about them. It's about us. It's about you. It's about me. We voted for change. The United States of America voted for change. Practically the whole country did. If that change is being stopped, then they're going to have to take unprecedented steps to overcome it. It's happened before. Andrew Jackson did it before. That famous Andrew Jackson quote, I'm paraphrasing, he's made his ruling, now let him enforce it. It's going to have to happen. At some point in time, you've got to cross the Rubicon and you've got to simply move forward with your agenda, or they will stop you for all 4 years. Now, as I said, I'm assuming they're getting their ducks in the row and trying to wait for some sort of a final ruling from the Supreme Court. Supreme Court, Amy Coney Barrett, thanks a lot. Supreme Court recently let us down on this, but that wasn't the last time they're going to hear it. I'm assuming they're gearing up for that ruling in that case. But we cannot go on like this. We can't. Now there's that. We also have this. Jesse, my coworker, is saying the left is crashing the stock market on purpose to punish Trump and Elon. What say you? Is there some of that? Maybe. But here's what the stock market is not the economy, as we've said many times before. The stock market was high under Joe Biden. The American people were so angry about their financial situation with a high stock market, they went and kicked Democrats out of office. The stock market is not the economy. Republicans try to make it about that. Democrats try to make it about that, but they're all wrong. It's not the economy. It can be an indicator. It's not the economy. The stock market is largely governed by major, major, gigantic corporations who, when they're up, the stock market looks good. When they're down, the stock market looks down. If you have Vanguard stock, Facebook stock, Apple stock, ExxonMobil stock,
and those companies are doing well, those particular stocks are doing well, the stock market will be up. That doesn't mean it's the economy. That is one. Two, the stock market has grown addicted, and they've talked about this. Trump administration has talked about this. The stock market has grown addicted to easy money, to government money. So let me explain. ExxonMobil, Facebook, Apple, we'll just make it about those three. What they've grown accustomed to under the Biden administration and Republican administrations as well, I don't want to make it just about Democrats, is they'll print tons of money and inject all kinds of capital into the market, giving these companies who have access to that capital, it gives them incredible freedom to try new things, expand, open up a shop here. These huge corporations love it when the feds inject billions of dollars, trillions of dollars of capital into the market. They love it because they get access to it. Does it help your mom and pop diner as you're shoveling scrambled eggs and cheeseburgers? No, but ExxonMobil freaking loves it. They love it. And therefore, their stock remains high as they have access to cheap capital. The United States economy, the United States stock market has grown addicted to large amounts of capital. What's happening is the government is starting to, by the grace of God, pull back on all that free money they've been pumping in there. The stock market won't like it. Now, that's part of the story. The other part of the story is the tariffs. What tariffs are, whether you love them or hate them, they are uncertainty because they are a change in how things have been. And the stock market does not like change. They get scared and they pull back. Remember during, maybe you don't remember, but remember during Obama's presidency, there was all this stagnation with the economy. And smart economists dug into this and figured out what was going on. Businesses in this country, large and small, they were hoarding their capital instead of spending their capital. So if I start Jesse Kelly's Burgers and we open up 10 locations, and let's say at the end of this year, I have $5 million in capital sitting there. We've done really well, sold so many burgers, I have $5 million in capital. Well, if I'm the majorly ambitious entrepreneur, the smart move when you're sitting on $5 million in capital is what? Start some more locations. Expand. Grow. Hey, we're going to expand into Louisiana and New York. That would be the smart thing. But if you have what's viewed as a hostile presidency, then you're going to hoard it because you don't know which way they're going to go, which way they're going to tax it. It was a big story of Obama's presidency. Businesses hoarded capital, the uncertainty of it. Tariffs create the same thing because it's not how America has been operating. I understand there's a plan. This is not even necessarily a complaint, but it is an explanation. Here is Howard Lutnick.
The president has made it crystal clear that he finds this tit for tat really abusive and aggravating, right? His objective is steel and aluminum tariffs. Let him build his steel and aluminum business in America because that's important. And then, you know, they say, okay, we're going to tax whiskey. And look, I find all this back and forth really off the topic. The key topic is rebalancing American trade. We're going to spend lots of time together, you know, but the president was totally annoyed that the Europeans did this. And so you're going to hear back from someone who emotionally cares about America. He cares about America and he wants to take care.
So this was something Trump talked about today. Europe, you know, they charge us all this stuff, take in American booze, whiskey, the stuff we make here. And they charge us higher fees to take in the European stuff. You walk in any liquor store, you're going to see Italian wine and French wine and all these other things. Okay, so you can say that's good. They're evening things out. All that stuff's fine. It depends on what you believe economically. But you know who doesn't like that? The stock market creates uncertainty. That's where we're at. All right, let's move on. Talk about my favorite battles. Talk about many things before we do that. Let's talk about preserving the memories we have. You know what's weird? Ob and I have tried to, as many times as we can afford it, We've tried to travel with the boys, with our sons, with James and Luke. And most of the time that was drive down to SeaWorld in San Diego or something like that. But it didn't matter where it was. They're precious memories. And Ab and I were talking, we don't have vacation books. We don't have like a vacation wall. We have a bunch of hard pictures because lots of this stuff took place with hard pictures. Legacy Box will digitize all that stuff for you. You realize that? All your VHS tapes, all your pictures, all your camcorder tapes, they're fading and you'll forget. And remember, don't think that your stuff is safe either. Remember Hurricane Helen? You're in North Carolina. You're not concerned with a natural disaster. Wake up tomorrow, your house is gone. Let Legacy Box digitize and preserve that stuff for you. Then you can organize your stuff on your computer, your phone. All you do is load it into a box. It's easy. You put it in a box and send it to them. Not overseas, not some foreign company. American. It's in Tennessee. They'll get your stuff digitized. They'll send you the hard copies back. Preserve your memories for your kids, their kids after them, and their kids after them. LegacyBox.com/Jesse. We'll be back.
Feeling a little stocky?
Follow, like, and subscribe on social at Jesse Kelly DC.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a wonderful Thursday, and Ask Dr. Jesse Thursday, getting you geared up for next hour. By the way, we're going to talk about my love of the French, or hatred of the French. Amy Coney Barrett's sister, someone allegedly tried to kill her, called it a death threat. We're going to discuss that and so much more coming up in the next hour of the world famous Jesse Kelly Show. Let's get back to as many questions as we possibly can. Jesse, I agree with you. Last night you spoke about Democrats being done, the 2020 election and the stuff they pulled. It showed the American people what the communists are all about. What say you? It did show them. 4 years of the Biden presidency of unchecked American communism, it did show them. And I'm not talking about you. You didn't need any help, but normal people were turned off. Remember how remarkable it is that Donald Trump was arrested in several different jurisdictions, convicted of multiple felonies, and you can track it. You can go back and look. The poll numbers for Donald Trump went up every single time. Every time. The second he got arrested in the primary, now he was always ahead of DeSantis by, I think it got within 10, something like that. And then he got arrested the first time. I don't think it was ever within 30 after that. Boom, gone, done. Everyone else might as well have dropped out, done. But it wasn't just Republican primary voters. The general public, you could track it. The communists kept arresting him and trying to throw him in prison. His poll numbers went up. Then they tried to murder him twice. His poll numbers went up. Now, that's not just you. You were already voting for him. So that tells you what? Norms and normas, at least the norms and normas in America, have an instinctive disgust for communists who are unchecked. And what happened during Biden's presidency was unchecked communism. The American people rejected it. When's the last time the American people made immigration their number one voting issue? Now, the right will do this in primaries all the time. I'm talking the American people in a presidential election as a whole. I'm sure it's happened before, but to my recollection, I can't remember the last time immigration was the number one thing on people's minds. It was in this last one. That's not just you. That's not just me. They watched in horror as Democrats brought in as many rapists as they possibly could. Boom, went to the polls, rejected it. That's the good news. The bad news is people forget. People forget. As I said, they went to the polls and they voted on immigration and inflation. What is inflation? It's how you feel about your personal financial situation, how far your dollar goes. We have less than 2 years. The American people, in less than 2 years, they will forget how much they hated Joe Biden and Democrat rule if those two things are not better in 2 years. It doesn't mean they have to be better tomorrow. That's not even really realistic. He's been president for 50 days. I'm not saying that.
But in 2 years, they have to be, or the American people will forget all of the evils of American communism, and they will punish Republicans at the voting booth. That's a fact. Jesse, do you have a favorite battle or campaign to study? Anything Roman or Civil War, from planning to execution to... All right, he says his name is Mark. I don't know that I have a favorite. What I have is an obsessive slash addictive personality. And so it depends on when you ask me. I'll put it that way. I will be introduced to some topic, some historical topic. We'll call it battle or war, by whatever, a podcast. Maybe I'll watch a movie or a TV show, or even an ad will come up and something will spark my fascination in it. I will then wade as deep into that subject as humanly possible and consume everything I possibly can on it until I burn out, and then I'll find a different one and move on. I would not recommend being like this at all. It dooms me in many ways. When I hear a new song I like, I'm the moron who will listen to it 20 times in a row until I hate it, and then I can never listen again. It's awful being this way. It does, however, probably help my history episodes when I choose to do some history, because if I'm doing history on something, look, it happened to me with the Crimean War. This happened 5 or 6 months ago. I forget how I came across it, but I just didn't know anything about it. This was a very recent thing. I knew nothing about it, and I thought, why are they fighting in the same area as Russia, Ukraine? Sailing ships. You know what? I'll dig in. And then I started digging in. And soon it's books and books and books. And I'm watching this video. And it becomes an obsession on something. So that's a long way to answer your question and say, no, I don't. I will tell you this, and this is not a promise, so don't get too excited or dreading it, depending on it. The mountain warfare of World War I is something most people don't know anything about, and it's crazy, crazy cool and fascinating. Just picture this. You're in a cave on the side of a sheer icy cliff. You're in a cave. There is the enemy. He's in a cave below you on the cliff. You wire up some explosives, swing them back and forth, and try to swing them into the cave so it will blow up and kill all the guys who were in the cave below you on the sheer cliff. Is that not ridiculously cool and horrifying? And these like guys have done that. So that's probably something I'll do something on. I keep getting emails about the Italian campaign in World War II. Like, this guy actually asked me about Anzio. I didn't read the whole email, but Anzio is one of those famous, really, really terrible battles. I think I've done... Chris, haven't I done Anzio? I haven't done Anzio. Anzio is going to be on that list then. Chris says, I haven't done it. I just tend to obsess on different things at different times. It is what it is. Are you obsessed with your portfolio right now? Watching it evaporate? I can't tell you what's going to happen with the stock market this week or next week. I don't know. I have no idea. It goes up, it goes down. I don't have a crystal ball. But I'll tell you this. I know that 1,000 years from now, gold will still have incredible value. 1,000 years. How's your Apple stock going to look in 1,000 years? I know 1,000 years from now, silver is going to have incredible value. If I transported you 1,000 years in the past, those things would have incredible value. The thing that lasts is precious metals. Do you have that as part of your retirement? Or are you still just kind of crossing your fingers and hoping everything works out in the end? Call Gold Co. and get some gold or silver as part of your retirement. You know, gold broke 3,000 today. Where would you have been if you called Gold Co. 6 months ago? You can trust them. They've been doing it forever. A-plus ratings from the Better Business Bureau don't just get handed out. You can trust them with your retirement. Go to jessielikesgold.com or call 855-817-GOLD. We still have an hour. Let's find out about the French and what happened to Amy Coney Barrett. Next.
This is an iHeart podcast.